Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Check it! This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated. Get this, in September, it will be 40 years. That's right, 4 decades of knocking out all bums. Who is this guy knocking out all bums? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning boxing writer and a four-time Golden Glove champion. So I bring a unique combination of dance. But get this. You buy the pay-per-views, or do you buy the pay-per-views? Speaking of pay-per-view, guess who's coming up on pay-per-view April 20th? Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney for the 140-pound championship. That fight's been signed, of course. Ryan Garcia, not my favorite guy after taking that dive the last time. Either he went into a fight hurt, or he took a dive in the fight. Bottom line is, he quit. There was no doubt about it in my mind. I thought he quit. Of course, him and Devin Haney, of course, Haney coming off the Regis Progress win in December, of course, here in the City by the Bay. A sold-out crowd, but it did a nil crowd as far as a pay-per-view numbers are concerned. So, well, I guess we'll see what Devin Haney brings to the pay-per-view dance. Again, nothing. It'll be all Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia's fans, of course, will make Devin Haney a rich man, no doubt about that. At the end of 12 rounds, who knows who wins? Flip a coin. It's a good fight. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer on the other side of the break. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Super Bowl weekend kickoff in Las Vegas, of course, Thursday night. The WBO 140-pound title holder of the takeover. Yeah, right. Anyway, Teofimo Lopez now 19-1, 13 kills. A 12-round unanimous decision winner over Jermaine Ortiz. Ortiz now 17-1-1, 8 kills. Jermaine can't punch, but the bottom line is Jermaine lacks intestinal fortitude at some point in time because there were like four or five different instances in the fight in which he spun out of perfect positioning as far as getting away from Teofimo Lopez and his wild throwing shots, and he never capitalized. He never threw any shots. In other words, he made him miss, but he didn't make him pay. And he kept doing that over and over and over and over again. And this is how he lost the fight. Of course, on the scores, 117-111, my buddy Steve Weisfeld. Remember him? Remember Steve? Steve was going to come on the show. Then he kicked his ass like a couple of weeks before on something, and he had heard about it, blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, I got to get permission from the Athletic Commission to come on the show. I said, we don't watch you anyway. Bottom line is, Steve Weisfeld last night, a New York judge in Las Vegas Thursday night, scored a 117-111 for Teofimo Lopez. The other scores were 115-113 or 7-5 in rounds. It was a hard score. It was a hard fight to score, but I'm telling you, Ortiz blew his opportunity when he didn't engage on the inside. I'm not telling him he should have did it all the time, but he did the same thing every time. He spun out and got away. But when you spin out and get away, you've got to leave the guy with something. You got to leave him with something, okay? But except punching it air. All Teofimo did was punch it air all night. At the end of the night, the takeover, although victorious, I wouldn't call him back. Of course, he's a guy that's sort of been hot and cold. He had the great victory over the man, Vasyl Lomachenko, and then his next fight, of course, he failed miserably against George Kambosos. I mean, come on, man. My bottom line is, if you lose to Kambosos, you got some serious mental and physical problems. Kambosos is a basic fighter, a basic ABC fighter, and guess what? He can't go past D. I'm talking about George. George, of course, is going to take on Vasyl Lomachenko sometime, I think it's in April. That's going to go down in Australia. Lomachenko going down under. I hope he gets a fair decision. He needs to bring three judges with him. Take that back. He needs to bring five judges with him, two backups, and the referee, I think, in order to win. But the bottom line is that's going to go down, and that'll be on DAZN, I believe, or ESPN. We'll check that out. To find out exactly what's happening in the world of boxing, you see where his pulse is. His pulse will talk about the great boxing PhD, Socrates Palmer. And how are you and the family today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How are you, brother?
Doing just fine. I want to start this off with a bit of a joke. The other night we were watching this fight. It was real late on the East Coast. What was it, like 1 o'clock in the morning?
It felt like it.
Yeah, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and poor Socrates has got to go to work the next day. And we're making him watch this Jermaine Ortiz, Teofimo Lopez fight, which is very, very, very boring. At the end of 12 rounds, Tommy D, the shot caller from Sunday, says this, and it's priceless. He goes, I mean, Socrates is sitting there, his eyes are dragging, and he could barely stay awake. He looks like, you know, somebody's been torturing him to stay awake. It was a torture to watch that fight for, in some regards. Anyway, so Tommy D says, Sock, I'm happy you got to go to work in the morning. That was like the coldest shot, I think, in a long time. But he's the shot caller. That's what he gets away with that stuff.
He's got to get the devil his due. Good line. It's hard. I was cranky that it was 11:30 and we're still getting like the ring walks. I mean, that's just crazy. I thought they learned the lesson from the Shakur Stevenson-De Los Santos fight. I mean, to have that fight so late on a Thursday is just not smart, in my opinion. And it was a struggle.
You know, here's what's up, though. The Thursday night concept is a winner. I mean, before he died, Mike Akery, and I don't know, Mike Akery, of course, they promoted Roberto Duran, Hector Camacho, and go on, and Ray Leonard, and go on and on. But the bottom line is, Mike had a vision to bring back Tuesday Night Boxing, not on USA Cable, but on another network, okay? So he worked on that until he died. He died about two years ago. But he was working on bringing that back. But I told him that I thought the Thursday night concept was even better. And he said, well, you got to go up against football. I said, screw football. I said, boxing fans are going to be boxing fans. Okay, let them have the option of being able to watch a fight on Thursday night, every Thursday night. Get them in the groove of watching fights every Thursday night. You don't have to bring back one of the Albert brothers and O'Grady or anything like that. But you know what I'm saying? You could bring back that Thursday night concept and make it stick and make it something you want to do. In other words, if there were fights every Thursday night, I would say to myself, you know what, Sock? I'm going home. I'm getting ready. I'm going to watch the fights. But you don't have that on a regular basis. And DAZN's times are so flaky and weird that I can't get hip to them.
Yeah, I mean, because they're showing fights in England. They're showing fights in Saudi Arabia and all over the world. So, yes. And even last week, the fight was in Vegas, but they had it in the afternoon to, like, kind of accommodate the UK fan base. The Thursday concept is cool. I don't mind it at all, the Thursday night. But you know, you could have had the fight come on at about 10 o'clock. You know,
No. Listen, when we did the USA Tuesday night fights, listen, it was fun. I was about to use that word. What was messed up was that Johnny Boss, God rest his soul, okay? No. But he would call me because he would watch these fights on the East Coast and would come on 3 hours earlier, right? So he would call me. He would ruin my entire night. He'd tell me, yeah, so-and-so just beat so-and-so. So I wouldn't answer the phone, and I couldn't pick up the answering machine because Johnny Boss would spoil. He did it on purpose. He did it on purpose. Every week he would call me. He goes, did I mess up your evening? Let me tell you, blah, blah. I mean, that's what he would do. I miss. You know what? He ate hamburgers. Did I tell you about the hamburger story with him? How he ate hamburgers? Right. He ate hamburgers in a New York restaurant for 8 years in a row?
Yeah.
Every day?
That was everything.
Every day. But he was priceless. I mean, a priceless character, a Damon Runyon character, an old school type of character. Did he get run? Just talk Johnny Boss for a second. Did he get run out of New York because of the fact that he put that kid in with Joey Gamachin with Arturo Gatti?
I think it probably did a lot of damage to his reputation. But Johnny Boss was a character, man. He talked about someone that commanded a room when he walked in. He looked literally like Hulk Hogan. I don't know if it was intentional or not.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you're right. You're right.
He was a cross between Hulk Hogan and Mr. T because he would wear this outlandish jewelry. He'd walk in with like a fur coat. I mean, he was literally like out of Central Casting and a very nice guy too at the same
Mike
time.
Mike Trainer who was the brains behind Sugar Ray Leonard. We were at the Duran Barkley post fight party and Johnny Boss was there, and Johnny Boss set that fur jacket down on a coat on a chair, right? And Mike Trainer brought out five $100 bills and he's counting his money. He goes, I want you to go steal that jacket. I go, what? He goes, I want you to go steal that jacket. What jacket? He goes, Johnny Boz's jacket. He goes, steal Johnny Boz's jacket. He goes, it stinks. It smells. He goes, I want to get it out of here. Go get it. I go, $500 ain't going to get me to steal that jacket. He goes, how about a grand? But that's, you know, those are boxing personalities back then. I mean, that was one hell of a weekend. February 1989, of course, it was snowing in Atlantic City. The forecast in Philadelphia was that I could not get to the fight because it was snowing. So what did I do? I rented a four-wheel drive vehicle. drive right through the snow. I'm plowing down the Atlantic City Expressway all by myself.
Wow, you are the postman.
I was freaking out on San Francisco. I was freaking out in San Francisco knowing it was snowing, this and that. So I called around all the rental places in Philadelphia, and somebody happened to have a four-wheel drive vehicle that they had dropped off at their place. Okay? And I grabbed that one vehicle.
So I that's some luck.
Duran, of course, knocking down Barkley in the 11th round with that four-punch combination, probably one of the greatest combinations ever thrown in boxing history. I mean, the fact he was dropping a guy that ended up fighting heavyweights. You know, he fought Jerry Coetzee. Iran Barkley fought Jerry Coetzee at 212 pounds.
Yes, in South Africa. Tough. Coetzee was not a pushover.
No, I will say this, though. Iran Barkley was the biggest middleweight from the Bronx, the biggest middleweight I've ever met in my entire life, without a doubt. And I'll never forget when the first time I met him, his eye was hanging over. He was all cut up after that Tommy Aarons fight, knocking out Tommy, I think, in the third round, if not sure, at the Las Vegas Hilton in Las Vegas, one of the big fights. And he knocks Tommy out. And I said to him, "Mr. Barkley, my name is Pedro from Flash Magazine." He goes, although my name is Iran, I never did." And it was just so fitting because he never did.
That's a great line. Yeah, Iran Barkley is kind of underrated. I mean, I believe he should be in the Hall of Fame, because he really should. You look at his resume, who he fought. I mean, the only
beat
man
Tommy Hearns twice.
Yes. Beat Tommy Aarons twice, lost to Duran. Yes, one of the most brutal nights was when he beat up Darren Van Horn, the schoolboy.
Oh, that wasn't fair. He should have been arrested that night. In fact, the father, Darren Van Horn's father, was an alleged pimp. I'm serious. That's what he did before he managed fighters. He was a pimp, and in the South. And when I say is when I, he was a bit of a. I was going to go deeper on that, but I'm gonna let it go. But the father was a weird dude.
Boxing's full of pimps. Isn't the gentleman Espinoza, allegedly?
Oh, you mean Frank Espinoza?
Yeah, allegedly, yeah.
No, well, Frank Espinoza, he how can I put it? He ran strip clubs.
Oh, okay. Okay,
so there's, there's no correlation between strip clubs and prostitution, and I defy you to, I can't believe that you would even say that.
Is your nose growing a little bit, Pinocchio?
Yeah, here's a good one. The strip clubs here in the city, by the way, before we go to the break here, the strip clubs here near the studio, I used to be a cop in San Francisco here, and in my early days as a rookie, they had me doing the strip club detail. And the strip club detail was when the strip club got a call, you got a call from a strip club to come down, there was a problem. There was always a problem with the bill. Okay, because what they do is they would suck these guys in off the street, sailors, tourists, all night. Come on in. No cover charge. Girl sits on your lap for free. Oh, really? Free? Yeah. So you buy two drinks. Everything's free except the drinks are $60 a pop. Okay, you see what I'm saying? So after about three drinks, when they go to this dude, "Hey, your tab's $180. Screw you, getting the middle fingers, all that kind of good stuff. Call the police." So the police would come down, and when the police was when it was me, I would just side with the guy. I would say to him, "You had three drinks, give him $25 and get out of here." All right? So the strip club stopped calling the police. They stopped screwing people over because they knew if I was coming, they were going to lose.
You are an advocate for the working man, Pedro.
Hey, what can I say? You go to a strip club, you shouldn't get burned. Yeah, right. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Boxy's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, we look at it as a challenge, but we're also excited because it's like, man, if we do play to our full potential, it's like, what else can we do? So those are the kind of things that we ask ourselves every day, and we're excited about, but I'm excited moving forward for, you know, being on a win streak.
That's Brock Purdy. Of course, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Tomorrow is the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs, of course. They have Taylor Swift at quarterback. Sock, is that what's going on? Is Taylor Swift playing quarterback for the Chiefs?
No. They've got Kermit the Frog, the guy that sounds like Kermit the Frog. But he's probably the best player in the league.
Patrick Mahomes?
That's just Mahomes.
Mahomes? Patrick Mahomes? No, seriously. Is it going to be? Can they beat him? Is he the one guy on the team on the field that's like unbeatable, the super athlete?
Well, he is a difference maker. I mean, this Kansas City Chiefs team, I don't think is as strong as the other Super Bowl winning teams. I mean, even last year, I mean, Philadelphia, who they beat in the Super Bowl, had the better team on paper, you know. But the difference was Pat Mahomes and their coach Andy Reid, you know. That's always been, to me, the key to success, quarterback and coach. So,
is Patrick Mahomes, is he a junior?
Yes,
the reason,
he's a junior.
The reason why I ask is his father's been popped for drunk driving three times in the last couple of months or something like that. Has he got a problem or what, huh?
I think someone needs to download the Uber app for Pat.
Yeah, I don't. Listen, I never understood the drunk driving concept, especially in the days of Uber. I mean, come on, man. And you know, before you can call a cab, but now you get your phone. I'm not fit to drive. I'll just take an Uber, this and that. And yet people are passing on it. All right, let's talk about the fight that's been announced this week. Of course, Ryan Garcia and, Ryan Garcia and, I keep having to say this, Devin Haney, it's hard to say this, because these two guys, of course, they've talked about fighting each other in the past, and these two guys have talked about great fights and this and that, and neither of them have had a great fight thus far. They've been great talkers, because is that a good way to put these two guys? They've talked themselves into good spots?
It depends, you know, what you like. I mean, Devin had a great performance his last time out against Regis Prograis. He got the gift decision, in my opinion, against Lomachenko. But Devin has done his part. I think he has shown more substance than Ryan, who, by a lot of people's accounts, the last time he was on the big stage against the man formerly known as Tank Gervonta Davis, he quit. You know, some people have questioned his fortitude, you know. So Ryan has a lot to prove, you know, and there's a reason that they had this confrontation yesterday, because they need to build him back up, you know. I think it's going to take a lot for people to invest in Ryan like the way they did in that last pay-per-view.
Well, hold on. We've got a couple comments here from Ryan Garcia yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Ryan, what does that mean? Could you translate that for me? That was Ryan Garcia, of course, talking about his upcoming fight here with Devin Haney. Okay? Hey, I'm telling you, I'm not going to let him slide for that. I'm just not going to. You can't, you know, people say to me, "Oh, you know, people have an off night." It wasn't an off night. He took the money, he ran. It was a plot. It was a coup.
You know what? It was a mistake, because I do believe he was hurt going into that fight. And I don't think anyone would have, you know, okay, people would have been disappointed, but the fight could have been delayed. Look at, you know, Fury and Usyk, right? How many times has that been delayed? And the interest is still about the same. And Ryan is a bigger name than Tyson Fury, you know, at least here in America. So I don't think it would have been much of a difference if they would have delayed it, you know, another 2 months. But, you know, he did it. And he faced the consequences. And in a side,
he faced the consequences. What he made $20 million.
But the consequences that he's being berated by the likes of you and
berate me all you want. Look at my bank account.
That's another way to look at it, right? That's the name of this game, right? It's pro boxing. It's make as much money as you can and get out, you know, with all your senses. And I get that. And you know what? It's easy for me to say, you know, hey, you can push the date back. But Ryan has lived a certain lifestyle. He's used to it. And, you know, he made bank. And he was in the biggest pay-per-view show of the year.
Well, remember, Training Ryan Garcia, according to Joe Goosen, is a collaboration of Joe Goosen, Ryan Garcia, and Ryan Garcia's father. Now, switching gears, this new Michelob Arena, I saw the Andrade Demetrius Andrade, David Benavidez beat down there. Of course, that was a one-sided fight. Speaking of Benavidez, we'll get to him in just a second. But this new Michelob Arena, they've had two stinker cards on Thursday nights, and I'm not trying to say the arena's jinxing this and that, but it's a beautiful place, Sock. You wouldn't believe it. It's like it's the best arena for boxing you can imagine in a long, long time.
I have to make my business. Is it part of the Mandalay Bay?
Yeah, it's like Mandalay Bay. Right, it's like a sugar bowl. It goes straight up on the sides. In other words, I thought I was truly impressed with it. Of course, I got to sit ringside, which sort of helps. But the bottom line is that at the end of the night, it was a beautiful arena, no doubt about that. But the Thursday night fights, I think there's a future in Thursday nights. I think that Bob Arum should jump on that. I really do. I mean, him being in Vegas, this and that, this will be a perfect position for him and ESPN to go on Thursday nights.
He certainly has the roster. I mean, you look at the young prospects that Top Rank has. I mean, and they won display last week. And they're going to be in display next Friday, one of which, Shushu Carrington out of Brooklyn. There's a young man that I'm working with, Ocasio Falcon Jr., who will be on that card coming up this Friday in New York at the Garden. So Top Rank's roster.
Okay.
And, of course, the money, they have what it takes.
Time to put Socrates Palmer on the spot here. Counterpunchers, the whole concept of counterpunching, unless you can, like, counterpunch with killer right hands and knock guys out with one shot, isn't counterpunching counterproductive for a professional boxer? Coming with that style, in other words, you're not going to be on the lead. You're always going to be behind on points. You see what I'm trying to say? You're digging yourself a hole with that style. Am I wrong or what?
I guess that's the beauty of our sport, right? That there's more than one way to be successful. When I think of counterpuncher, if I close my eyes, I think of Wilfred Benitez. I think of guys like Buddy McGirt. Like, it could be done, but it takes a lot. You know, you have to have like fast twitch muscles, very good eyesight, and just be comfortable being in the pocket. Pernell Whitaker, obviously, comes to mind. But I do understand what you mean.
You know, Wilford was an idiot savant, right? And I mean that in the most complimentary way.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured out in 1984 that he was retarded. That's what I figured in 84, because we were in camp, we were in the same camp, and I'd be talking about Ray Leonard. He goes, "Do you got a girlfriend?" I mean, that would always be them. "Do you got a girlfriend?" I mean, he's asked me the same question like 1,000 different times. You know what I'm saying? I mean, "Do you have a girlfriend?" And then I started to realize there's something wrong with this guy, and there was something wrong with him. Obviously, looking at him now, he's like in a wheelchair and really confined, this and that. And so, at the end of the day, of course, boxing was not kind to him. He was sparring with guys like Esteban De Jesus at the age of 13 at Gleason's gym.
Yeah, Gregorio, his father, you know, has a lot of. He's not dead yet, but he's got some blood on his hands.
He's not dead yet.
No, I meant Wilfred. Gregorio.
Here's what's up. Gregorio should have been arrested for child abuse. He just should have. I mean, he was one of the worst father managers I've ever heard of in my life. I mean, what he did with the money, he spent all the money on hookers and gambling. He was a blackjack freak, spent all Wilfred's money. At the end of the day, Gregorio was a piece of work, and I never got to see him in person. I was in Puerto Rico a couple times when he was alive. I never got to see him in person, because if I did, I think I would have done that spit on the ground in front of him routine, like that, because he was a piece of work. Anyway, you go have a great weekend. Say hello to the family, hug the kids, and I'm sorry that you had to go to work tomorrow.
God made me good looking, but not rich. What can I say?
All the best. The great Socrates Palmer on WBC TV and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Ain't true. The sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Because I dig the vibe, and I like the
some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the #1 dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now. now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Listen, I'm not scared of these guys. These guys think they intimidate me, and they think that they're scared. Oh, well, if they're scared, that's on them. I'm going to bring the pain to them. And that's all it is. Then we're going to see how tough you are. Tough guy. I like tough guys. All the time in prison, I always ran these guys. They were tough. When they were in, they ain't tough. When they get confronted, they ain't tough. When I bring that pain to them, they ain't tough. They ain't never, they think they know they've been around crazy niggas. Oh, no. They don't know one. They don't know a crazy nigga. No, they really don't.
I saw an interview with Mike Tyson a few weeks ago that was conducted a couple of years back. And, of course, he was talking about life in prison. He said that he had women, hookers, smoked some weed in there, had a good time. In other words, everything he did on the outside, he did on the inside, except that he was locked up. I'm talking about Mike Tyson, of course, getting that jail time. At the end of the jail sentence, though, I think he was a better guy because I think Mike sort of was humbled to an extent by jail. Of course, if that didn't humble him, the death of his child, of course, dying on a jogging machine in his gym inside of his home down there in Arizona. Of course, I think that did humble him without a doubt because Mike Tyson's a different guy. Speaking of a different guy, a few years ago, when Tyson Fury won the heavyweight championship, I said to myself, you know, there's a guy that's really got some potential. I mean, he's 6'9", he's got a personality, he beat Vladimir Klitschko, we don't have Klitschko anymore, of course. Then he had the three fights with Wilder, the first draw, and he beat Wilder two fights after that. In fact, you know, they were great fights, and of course there was one fight where he got knocked down in the 12th round. We didn't know how he got up, but he got up, there's no doubt about that. Now, of course, he is coming off a fight with Francis Ngannou about a month and a half, 2 months ago. Of course, that was the MMA star, the guy that had never boxed professionally in his life before, ever, 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 not even an amateur fight, and he kicked Tyson Fury's ass. So in my mind, he's the uncrowned world heavyweight champion. WBC, linear, call it what you want. Bottom line is, that's my opinion, okay? So Ngannou doesn't get the shot, doesn't get the call. Of course, one judge called it, I think one judge had it like for 5 or 6 points for Tyson Fury. What a ripoff that was. At the end of the night, the judges were not, they didn't want to believe what they were seeing. In other words, their eyes were telling them one thing. I'm not going to believe my eyes. My eyes are lying to me. And of course, they went with the boxing establishment and Tyson Fury. Of course, Tyson Fury represents the boxing establishment. The boxing establishment is not about to let some guy from Dana White's crew with no professional fights take away the heavyweight championship, even though he knocked Tyson Fury on his ass. Anyway, last week, Tyson Fury gets cut in training. And they tried to say to me, when to look at the film here, you can see him get caught with this uppercut or this elbow, this and that. I don't know, because I'll tell you why. The fact that, looking at the cut here on WBC TV, the fact that the cut was so high on the head, and I watched the headgear he was wearing, you would have to stab him through his headgear with a knife or a screwdriver. That's the only way that cut could have been sustained. So what I'm trying to tell you is I think this cut happened somewhere else, and that they staged it to happen in the ring like that. Because they stopped the fight twice, and they stopped the sparring twice. They said Jai Opetic or whatever, the guy from New Zealand or the former cruiserweight champion, he did it. And then they tried to say another heavyweight from the Soviet bloc, he did it. In other words, they got two different guys, and they got him walking away from the Soviet fighter when his head's allegedly cut. But it was cut by another fighter. So I can't imagine him getting cut and then him continuing to spar and then bringing in another guy. You know, what I'm trying to tell you is something is amiss, something stinks. Of course, Tyson Fury, Oleg Usyk, not that I wanted to see that, but it was going to go down February 17th, and it's been pushed off, I believe, until May. Speaking of February, Edgar Berlanga, remember him? Like 18-0, 18 first-round knockouts, taking on a guy named Padraig McGrory. I don't know if Padraig has got some problems spelling his first name or what. It was Padraig. McGrory is his last name. That's going to go on the zone February 24th. Of course, the undefeated super middleweight Puerto Rican lad, of course, at one point thought to be maybe the heir apparent to Tito Trinidad, some great Puerto Rican fighter. Of course, he was knocking everybody out in the first round. Then he sort of got exposed when he went 10 rounds a couple of times. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he does sell some tickets down there in Florida and in Puerto Rico as well. March the 2nd, the return of Jake Paul. Why do I advertise Jake Paul? Because Jake Paul makes girls money. I'm talking about Amanda Serrano. She's going to get like almost $1 million to take on Nina Minky. Of course, this is for the WBA, IBF, and WBO female featherweight titles, 126-pound belt. Now, she has a problem with the WBC because the WBC only wants to sanction women for two-minute rounds, which I'm down with because it makes fights more exciting. I mean, lots, way, way, way more exciting. You're going to get more action in a two-minute round than you would in a three-minute round. You just are, and believe me, it is a world of difference, especially with women because of the fact that they don't have the upper body strength. A lot of them, a lot, don't have the upper body strength and the power to put punches on 8 and 10-ounce gloves. You hear what I'm trying to say? So if you make it two-minute rounds, they don't have to carry the heavy hardware around, and they're fresher. They're able to throw more punches. They can sustain a greater fight. This is the way. And I think Mr. Suleiman, although I disagree with him on some things, I'm agreeing with him as far as the women are concerned. But Amanda Serrano has nixed the WBC belt because they won't let her go three-minute rounds. She's going three-minute rounds against Nina Minky. That's going to go down, of course, March the 2nd on the Zone. Of course, Jake Paul versus Ryan Boulard will be the main event. March the 2nd, also on ESPN, Atabek Kulamatov taking on Raymond Ford. Raymond Ford is an easy name to say, but Atabek Kulamatov is not easy. That's for the WBA 126-pound belt. Luis Alberto Lopez taking on Rhea Ibe. That's for the IBF featherweight title. March the 8th, of course, the day that will live in boxing history. March 8th, 1971. Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, both undefeated, both world heavyweight champions facing off in Madison Square Garden. Of course, the referee was my buddy, the late Arthur McCanny. What a hell of a fight that was. Of course, Ali getting rocked in the 11th round. Almost got knocked out in the 11th round. Hit the hardest he was ever hit in that fight was in the 11th round. I mean, his brains were scrambled. He was like, okay, wobbling around this and that. But, you know, he took Joe Frazier lightly. He played with Joe Frazier, and he won most of the rounds against Joe Frazier. But, man, that 11th round, he took a hell of a beating, talking about Muhammad Ali. Of course, in the 15th round, he got dropped. But he got dropped, and he got up and won the round, I thought. So won the rest of the round. Anyway, Anthony Joshua and the aforementioned Francis Ngannou. Remember him? Yeah. 0-1, fighting in a main event in Saudi Arabia on the Zone pay-per-view. Get this, I'm not going to buy that, but I'll find some way to watch it through my binoculars, maybe through somebody's window or something like that. But Anthony Joshua, the pride of all the chicks love him in the UK. For some reason, he's getting $50 million for this fight. I don't know what he's got. Has he got a picture of the Saudi prince, like, nude or being sexually compromised or something like that? Because why would you want to pay Anthony Joshua $50 million? I don't get it. I mean, that's a lot more than he's worth. Anyway, at the end of the day, he's getting his $50 million, and I think he's lost three fights now, Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua taking on Francis Ngannou. That's in a heavyweight main event. The co-feature features the upset guy. I'm talking about Joseph Parker, of course, beat up Deontay Wilder a fortnight ago, licked him like a stamp. He just did. I mean, the fight wasn't even close. And Zil Zhang, of course, the heavyweight, once-beaten heavyweight. That one loss was a bit controversial. And to that flip guy. Can't say his last name. Anyway, this is for the WBO interim heavyweight title. I think the Paco and those guys from the WBO are getting smart that Zhang is going to be the future of the heavyweight division. And he's going to be the guy that's going to be able to turn the ticket time, you know, because I did the first pay-per-view back in 1994 in Macau, China. We tried to do this pay-per-view thing, and we were negotiating products and prices and this and that, and I think we got ended up getting 2 cents per unit, something like that, 2 cents. They told me to go in there and get 4 cents a unit. I was a negotiator. Harold Smith said, Pedro, I need you to go in there. I need you to get 4 cents. I said, okay. So I go in there, and the Chinese guy says to me, maybe I'm telling the story one time too many, but the Chinese guy says to me, he's like a multimillionaire, owns a casino. The Hotel Lisboa and the casino as well. He says to me, Mr. Fernandez, don't let little money stand in the way of big money. I'm not going to give you more than 2 cents. So either you take the 2 cents or we're done. That's what he said. So I took the 2 cents, went outside. I told Harold, I had to take 2 cents. I was like, I felt disappointed because I got 2 cents, right? And Harold wanted four. He goes, right on, man. That's what we wanted anyway. I said, so you sent me in there to make a fool out of myself screaming at this guy for 4 cents and you only wanted two? At the end of the night, I think the Chinese government and the Chinese people, in fact, there's 1 billion people in China. I think this is the biggest pay-per-view market in the history of the world. Him and Joseph Parker are going to be the semi-main event, of course, for Joshua and Ngannou. Also on the card, Nick Ball is going to challenge WBC featherweight champion Ray Vargas, scores 12 rounds for the WBC 126-pound title. Of course, that's going to go down March the 8th. Of course, the 29th, Oscar Valdez returns. Oscar Valdez, a former champion, 130 pounds. We've had him on the show in the past, a couple of live appearances. And, you know, I just wish he would go away. And I don't mean that in a negative manner. I mean, he's a nice guy. He's a wonderful guy. He's articulate. He's sharp. He's intelligent. He speaks English and Spanish. Of course, he's the classiest guy in the entire world. When he fought Miguel Burchelt and he knocked Burchelt out, he got down on his hands and knees and sort of kissed his hands. And I mean, he showed so much class in that fight. I mean, that was the classiest thing I've seen in the last few years. But that beating he took in his last fight, I mean, he should never, ever, ever fight again. You're showing that screen right there on WBC TV. He should never, ever, ever, ever fight again. I mean, this is the way it is. That scares me. Anyway, March 29th, ESPN Plus, Oscar Valdez taking on Liam Wilson. That's in the junior lightweight bout, back at 130 pounds. Now, the 30th is the Amazon Prime TV kickoff. Of course, it's going to be on pay-per-view. So I guess the big hustle right now is, how do you steal Amazon Prime? Ooh, not me, but the masses. They're going to figure out a way to steal this. They figure out a way to steal everything. I mean, this is the way it is. I mean, guys send me stuff before fights. Hey, Pedro, you want to watch this? If you want to watch this, you can tune into this channel, tune into that channel. I never do that stuff. I try to support the game. I try to pay for it. I pay for my DAZN, the ESPN, the stuff like that. But bottom line is, all these pay-per-views coming at you cost a lot of money. But Amazon is going to come back with their inaugural card. Of course, them and PBC, Al Heyman signing a contract. They're going to do a bunch of shows together. Amazon Prime pay-per-view is going to go March the 30th with the undefeated lad from Australia. Of course, he's in Vegas this week. I'm talking about Tim Zhu, the WBO 154-pound champion, taking on the once-beaten Keith Thurman. I thought Keith Thurman lost more than one fight, but Keith Thurman's got one loss on his record. Of course, he's a good fighter, but he's been off about 2.5 years, and he smokes more weed than me, so that's not a good thing for a fighter. And, of course, also on the card, the biggest, best personality in all of boxing right now, Rolando Romero. Raleigh. I mean, you gotta love Raleigh. Raleigh comes to 105-degree press conferences wearing fur jackets, sweating his ass off, all that kind of good stuff. It's all for image. But anyway, Raleigh Romero is going to take on the pit bull, Isaac Cruz, on the Thurman Tizou undercard. Of course, Isaac Cruz, a guy I think that's been fighting, maybe he was fighting 5 pounds heavier than his weight before at 135. Now he's fighting 10 pounds heavier at 140. Of course, Raleigh being the so-called, with an asterisk, WBA 140-pound champion. Of course, there's also Ismael Barrosos is the WBA 140-pound interim champion. Of course, Raleigh Romero and Barrosos went back and forth about 6 months ago, and Tony Weeks stopped that fight, probably one of the worst stoppages in the history of boxing. It was a bad, bad, bad stop. But then again, Tony Weeks came back a couple of weeks ago and stopped another fight. So Tony Weeks probably not... Time to put this in. Sometimes referees, how can I put this, they know when to go away. They just do. I mean, some guys I've worked with over the years, and they said, you know what, this is going to be my last year. I'm slowing down. I can see this. I can see that. I can see, you know, I want to be 100%, and I'm not 100%. Well, boxing judges need to figure that out, too. So do boxing referees. Is this time to go away? I mean, there comes a point in time in your life where you just get too damn old, okay? And you get old, you get slow. Tony Weeks, Kenny Bayless, time for those guys to go. Put those guys out to pasture. I think Bayless has retired officially, but Tony Weeks hasn't. And Tony Weeks, of course, has got an ego bigger than you can imagine. But at the end of the day, I think he's been a blight on boxing, at least in Las Vegas for the past couple of years. Anyway, Raleigh Romero and Isaac Cruz, that's going to be for the WBA 140-pound title. Of course, 12 rounds. Arizandy Lara, one of the most boring fighters in the history of boxing when he was 154-pounder. Now he's stepped up to 160. He's trying to be exciting. Of course, he's a Cuban national. Taking on Miguel Zarafa, that's a WBA middleweight title fight, 160 pounds. And listen to this. I'm a little bit against this. So before I jump on the WBC, let me take a sip of this coffee. Now, Sebastian Fedor is a nice guy. He's a wonderful personality. He's 6'5", 6'6". He's a freak of nature. He's a wonderful guy. As I said earlier, he signs autographs. He's good in public, this and that. But you know, he got knocked out in his last fight. He got knocked out in his last fight, and they're putting him back in with a title fight. So he's going to take on Sergey Bohochek for the WBC super welterweight title. Of course, they're taking that away from the Charlo brother, of course, that made all that money, moved up to 168 pounds, and failed miserably in November against Canelo Alvarez. And when I say failed miserably, he never won a round. He never won an exchange. He never won a minute. When you fight 36 minutes and you don't win a minute, what does that say about you? You have no talent? No, it says you didn't try. I mean, he never tried. Charlo never tried. Now, of course, Canelo wants to pull off the other Charlo double header. He wants to go with the bigger Charlo, the 160-pound Charlo, the one that's been out of the ring for almost 3 years now, the one that's had alleged cocaine problems. You know, he got arrested for, like, screwing some waitress in a bar. And I mean, screwing her physically, screwing her financially. So he's had all kinds of issues over the years. He's not focused. He had that one fight against David Benavidez' brother, Jose Benavidez, I think about 2 or 3 months ago, and that wasn't much to brag about. Of course, that was on the Benavidez-Andrade undercard. In fact, the only one who looked good there was David Benavidez. Speaking of Benavidez, he can't get a fight. I mean, they don't want to fight him. Nobody wants to fight him. I mean, he's sort of at a point where he's peaking right now. And when you're peaking and nobody wants to fight you, it's pretty scary, okay? It's so scary because his peak can pass him by. His peak can pass him by. Of course, Canelo Alvarez and him were supposed to clash 2 years ago. Then David had some cocaine problems. Then he had a problem making weight. So they took the WBC 168-pound title away from him and gave it to Canelo Alvarez. So, all right, so that makes David Benavidez the number one contender, right? Well, he's been the number one contender for two and a half years. So when is the fat Mexican going to get off his fat, lofty ass and fight David Benavidez? He's not going to. He wants to fight Charlo. And after Charlo, guess who he wants to fight after Charlo? Are you ready for this? Terrence Crawford. That's right. Ricardo El Finito Lopez, the 105-pound guy, he's not available, plus he's retired. So Canelo wants to take on a guy almost as small as El Finito and 147-pound Charlo. Crawford. Think about that. The WBC welterweight champion at one point in time was the champion at 135, 140, 147, and that's who Canelo wants to fight. So Canelo gets the Bivol fight. Gets the Bivol fight first, right? He gets that. He loses that fight, 12 rounds. That was a choice fight. Then he fights John Ryder for 12 rounds. That was a choice fight. He picked that fight. Then he picks Charlo. He picked that fight. And now you're going to give him two more fights? What kind of crap is this, man? Listen, it's time to close the show on Canelo Alvarez. Either the WBC steps up and says something, or we just have to go call the WBC. We back Canelo. It's either the World Boxing Council or we back Canelo. Which one is it? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Seconds to shut this off. Bottom line is 10 seconds left in the show. I ran that last break a little bit too long. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, peace, love, and much respect. She was the one.